Hello and welcome. You are tuned in to this week's FutureWise weekly podcast, wherein we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I am your host, N. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Sumit Jain, co-founder and higher education expert at Yorkit. Now, lots have undergone the whole coronavirus situation for the past 4 to 5 months. And there is still a lot of uncertainty as well as higher education and studying abroad is concerned. So what do we do? Should we go abroad or should we postpone our plans? We will hear from Sumit to get more details on this. Hi Sumit, welcome to the show.
Hi Saraswati, thank you for having me.
So first of all Sumit, you know, as far as studying abroad is concerned, we know that United States is one of the biggest destinations and is the most popular for Indian students. Now that the COVID situation, you know, is still not past us, so what is the current situation right now? Are U.S. Universities open to taking students from other countries?
Yes. So from your U.S. universities perspective, not much has changed. They are opening up universities. Some of the universities are, a lot of the universities are starting the programs online. A good number of them have started opening up campuses as well. And as to admissions, they are very much open for international students. In fact, a good amount of their, you know, energy is going on recruiting international students as well. Mm-hmm. So that change has not come from the university's perspective. They are looking. So we had even conducted a virtual fair last 2 months back, and we saw a record number of universities coming in. In fact, much more than what was there pre-COVID time. So universities are very much keen on hiring more international students, recruiting more international students.
Okay. But, you know, when we talk about studying abroad and places like the US, the whole reason why a lot of Indian students would want to go abroad and especially to the US is to get that international exposure, to be in the campus, to have the look and feel of studying in an international campus. Now that, you know, we are expecting that the first few months will still be studying online, do you still think it is worth applying?
Most of the students who are going right now are the ones who had applied, I would say, you know, at least 8 to 10 months back. Last year at this time they were applying. So the students who are even like visa offices have opened up, some students are flying, very small number of students. But the ones who are going are also ones who had applied last year, who are going now. So for students who want to go next year, they have to start applying right now. So for them, I would definitely advise that it's a good time to start. And this might be one of the best times to actually apply as well. A lot of students, so we deal with a lot of students who are going for their masters. And we've seen that a lot of students right now who are coming are ones who, you know, who have not got any jobs after the graduation, or a lot of them have been laid off from their jobs. So it certainly seems like a better route right now to go ahead and pursue their education. So this is a good time to definitely apply. If you want to go, if you already have an admit, and if you should go right now or not, that will certainly depend on, you know, the university you're going, and are the university opening up campuses, or are they offering you an online course? If they're offering you an online course, I would say that you can stay here and go on campus when the campus opens up, because as you mentioned that, it's not just a part of the knowledge, it's also about the experience that you get by being on the campus.
But again, you know, visa restrictions are also there. While, you know, while students won't be sent back, but for new students, I believe USCIS has said that if the course is completely online, then new visas, of course, wouldn't be issued, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, and that's not just the USCIS. I think other countries are also doing the same thing. Very recently, we had something like this for Germany as well. That if your course is completely online, you will not be going. You will not get a visa, which is not something very different from what was there even prior to COVID. So, if you applied, let's say, 1 year, 2 years back, if your course was completely online, you would not get a visa, because there is no reason for you to actually go and travel there if your course is an online course. So, that is what the USCIS is sticking on to it. Right now, if students are going, that's what I'm telling them. So if the universities are starting their campuses, if the campuses are open, if it gives them an opportunity to be on campus, maybe part, like let's say some 50% classes are online, 50% classes are on campus, then I think it is they should look at it. There's no other restriction, because in fact, right now, just very recently, the embassies, consulates have opened up, and they're issuing visas to students only right now. And they're doing that at an expedited rate as well.
Okay. But again, you know, this year there have been some exceptional situations.
you know, exams have already been postponed. A few exams, especially for some final year students, are still to be held. So would you think that some relaxations could be given to students, say, by the US institutes, as in some consideration, or say students can give submit their mark sheets, say, at a much later date?
Yeah. So usually what would happen is that students would apply, like if a student is immediately going after their education, they would apply by, let's say, the final semester, they would apply. And they would, by the time they would actually go to the campus, the results would not be out yet, or the mark sheet would not be out there. So they would always get that relaxation, and they would get that 1-6 months relaxation anyway. At this point, again, when they're applying, let's say right now, someone who is waiting for his final year exam, I think he can still be eligible to apply for universities considering his previous semester mark sheets. And universities we are seeing are coming across and in fact, waiving off a lot of requirements as well. So some of the universities, if you see, for MBA, a lot of universities are waived off GMAT for a certain period. A lot of universities are waiving off GRE for a certain period. And if your final year exams are not there, it's fine. You can show up your previous seven semesters scores, whatever you've done in the past few semesters. Those, they will give you a provisional admit on basis of that. Of course, it will be necessary that once you move forward, you need to produce the passing certificate, or you need to produce the degree once you have to go ahead with it. But a lot of relaxations are coming from that end. For universities are understanding, and this is not a one-off situation with one or two students or just students from one specific city. It's a worldwide global situation. And I would say universities have come across very swift and tried to move a lot of mountains in a very small time. So they're doing that. Of course, there would be some lapses which might have happened because it's not a regular process for them. But in any such cases, students should not hesitate in writing to them, because they are very much active, like proactively helping out students.
Okay. But right now, is there any clarity on, you know, when will the sessions actually begin?
So some of the sessions have already begun. People who started with their online classes, a good number of them have already begun. Students have already started flying abroad. Some of the students who have got their visa just now are even being accepted as late students, and they're still being eligible to go there. So sessions are, it's not a uniform decision. Every university is taking their own decision. So sessions have started. Most of the universities have started their sessions. In fact, some of the universities, what have they done for international students is that they have opened up another session. So let's say a fall session, which was supposed to start in August, September. So they are starting another session called as Fall 2, which will start in maybe, let's say, October. And they will have some different number of credits there. So they're doing that as well. That's happening.
Okay. So just one last question from my side. You know, a lot of students keep coming back and asking us, you know, considering there is uncertainty right now, and you know, there have been pay cuts for their parents, there have been job losses. So would 2020, would it be the right time to, you know, apply abroad? And considering what if, say, I get into a university somewhere in the US, and after going there I find out that the COVID situation is worsened and they're doing the entire year online. So students, you know, want to know, would it be okay to wait it out for one more year, or should you just go forward? And
so what I would advise is that there are two different types of students. One, students who already have admits and are poised to go right now. So for them, if they are undergrad students, they have 4 years to go. And I am assuming that 4 years is a long time. And then by that time, let's hope nothing, like it does not stay that long. So that should not be a concern. Another students are the master students who have courses around for 2 years. So for them, they already have admits, and most of them, I can say, that are deferring their admits. So they are looking at the situation and they're deferring it at 6 months at a time. So a good number of students are going to be starting their course in spring. So I think that's a good idea for them, because anyway, after starting from spring, another 2 more years you will take. And that's after that, that is when you're going to get into the job market. So there I see that it's a good idea. If you're university starting and accepting students on campus, I think you should definitely go, because there things will start moving. You're not going to waste your time. And at master's level, there's a good amount of opportunity cost which is going in by waiting out here. Now, for students who want to apply, as you asked them, you know, 2020, who want to start to apply right now, what should they be doing that? I would say that this is a great time to apply because at this point, a lot of students are, I would say there's some good amount of time you have to research as well. Some of the universities are relaxing their requirements. So sometimes you might not have got into some universities, but this time you might have a chance to get there. So definitely worth applying. But again, you know, joining the classes or not is going to depend on you one, and you can assess the situation at that time. So like if you say the students who apply right now for, let's say, next term, so fall 21, the people who apply in 2020 right now are going to apply for fall 21 term. So for fall 21, if you are applying, you will have to assess the situation maybe in May next year. In 2021, what is the situation? But if you wait till May next year to even apply, then you're going to only be able to apply for December 2021. So I would say there's a lot of opportunity cost which will go in right now just staying back. I would say that go ahead, do your research, apply, and then assess the situation whether you want to start the course or not start the course. That will be depending on what is the situation at that time. I don't think anyone here will be able to predict that future. But the best we can do is to prepare during this uncertainty time.
Okay. Thanks a lot for your insights.
Thank you, Saraswati. Thank you so much.
So that wraps up today's episode of FutureWise. If you listeners have any queries or want us to cover any topics, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views, and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.